We're at the reunion for Upway Wishing Well School, where my mother, Mrs. Hannam, as she was then, was a teacher. I'm Elizabeth Hannam, one of her daughters.
And I'm Christine.
We didn't come along to the school when we were first due to go to school because we were at boarding school in London. But once Mum became settled here, she arranged for us to come as well. So both Christine and myself were here. Everybody seemed to adore Mum. In those days, they'd sit on her lap. She'd dry their clothes around the boiler. But I don't think that would happen these days. We're sitting in the classroom where she was a teacher for many years. And it's quite an emotional time for us because we lost Mum a little while ago. We can actually see the old boiler, though it has been updated just a little.
Just a little.
Anything? We've met lots of faces that apparently recognise us, but sadly my memory is not what it used to be. But it has been very rewarding, and I think it's a really good idea, these reunions, and there's a lot of hard work gone into it, I can see.
All I can really remember is being sat in the other classroom when Elizabeth was very, very poorly. And when the phone used to ring, which was in our classroom, we all had to go out into the playground because it was the hospital on the phone. Mm. But yes, I can remember that, but nobody else knew what was going on.
No. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh yes, yes. We used to be sent out when this phone rang, and Mum would have to catch the next bus because she had four of us all together and couldn't afford a car, and traipse all the way over to West Haven Hospital, which was the immunisation hospital in those days. But yes, that's really one of my sad times, but I have got a lot of happy memories, I'm sure, but can't really bring them all to the forefront at the moment.
Mr. Stokes was the headmaster when Mum was teaching here, along with Mrs. Pride, and they were both, you know, we have very good memories of both of them. I think Mr. Stokes passed away and Mrs. Pride now, and of course Mum has, but then we're none of us going to last forever, are we? I do remember the flood here. I can't remember the year though. I guess there probably are people that do remember, because the water came quite some way up the walls. One vivid memory is walking up
Elwell Street
towards the, there were some tea gardens up there, and I can remember all the confectionery along the hedges and thinking, gosh, a child's delight this, we can help ourselves. But of course Mum was with us, so that didn't happen. I remember the bus pulling in just beside the school, because we used to catch the bus from Weymouth to get here.
And we had to mind all the cows poo.
Yes, because
a
lot, of cows would go through.
And we weren't allowed to bring it into school.
It's a shame though, these little schools go, isn't it? Really, I think there's just so much more companionship in those days than there seems to be now.
And being freezing cold, wanting to go to the toilet.
Yeah, across the playground.
And getting very wet down again.
Yeah. It was all part of it though, you didn't mind in those days, did you?
No, you really didn't take any notice of it.
We've delivered Mum's letter that she received to say that she'd managed to get the job here, and we've also left the letter when she left, thanking her for all her hard work over the years. So hopefully you'll have that at your next reunion for everybody to read. And quite a few photos, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't think there's much more we can add, really. Thank you very much.